The rollout of the coronavirus vaccine provides hope that the end of the pandemic is near. But it's not over yet, and in some parts of the country, access to COVID-19 testing is still a problem. Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman looked at efforts to address this issue for agricultural workers in a central Illinois town.
For more than a decade, 35-year-old Sarai has been a farm worker. She spends much of the summer and fall cultivating corn and soybeans in the fields of central Illinois. She asked we not use her last name since she's undocumented.
Ser un trabajador agrícola es lo más bonito.
Sarai says being a farm worker is the most beautiful thing. She hasn't been in the fields lately since she's been focused on getting three kids through virtual schooling. But she says the past year has been devastating to many agricultural workers who've been struck by the virus. Last fall, Sarai decided to get a coronavirus test when she thought she might have been exposed. But the nearest COVID-19 testing site is 15 miles away, with no public transportation available. And she doesn't own a car.
Como yo de mi parte, yo ese día tuve que pedir un carro para poder ir a hacerme el test.
Sarai says she borrowed a car from a friend and got her test, which was negative. But she thinks the transportation issue probably prevents others in her town from getting a COVID test when they need one. Early on in the pandemic, University of Illinois anthropologist Gilberto Rosas was struck by how easy it was for him, a work-from-home professor, to get tested, compared to people working nearby on farms and at meat plants, which had big outbreaks.
We walk down 2 flights of stairs, go out the back door, and we can get testing. Whereas these people who are at the forefront, who work in the fields, who work in the plants, they lack that kind of access.
Rosas and his colleagues set out to study what was causing the virus to spread among ag workers. They quickly realized something needed to be done to address this issue of testing access.
We are doctors, but we are not MDs. We are not MDs, we are not nurses. And recognizing what we lacked, we began looking for community partners.
They teamed up with local clinics and began hosting pop-up COVID testing sites in the central Illinois town of Rantoul. They advertised the events in English and Spanish and have tried to use their long-standing community connections to bolster turnout. On a recent Monday afternoon, Rosas stood in a parking lot in the freezing cold, wearing head-to-toe protective gear, alongside clinic staff who screened people arriving for testing.
¿Y él tiene síntomas?
No sé si es síntoma de eso, pero...
They've been frustrated by low turnout at many testing events. At some, barely more than a dozen people showed up. That could be for a number of reasons, including fear of a positive result. Missing out on 2 weeks of work could be financially devastating, says Diana Tellefson-Torres, who leads the United Farm Workers Foundation based in California.
We're talking about low-wage workers. Every penny counts.
She says in the U.S., there's just not a good safety net for many of these workers.
When you have to worry about putting food on your own table for your family, sometimes that is the focus because there isn't another option.
There's also mistrust and fear, especially among undocumented workers who prefer to fly under the radar. So building trust is critically important, she says, not just to get people to show up for testing, but also for the vaccine. Torres says she's heard from farm workers who are eager to get it, but others have reservations.
One of the big challenges is also like, what is this vaccine? What does it contain? Or what are you putting in my body?
That's something Sarai, the farm worker in Illinois, worries about too. She isn't planning to get the vaccine. She says what she's read online made her worry about adverse reactions. But Sarai says if someone she trusted showed her evidence the vaccine is safe, she could change her mind. I'm Christine Herman, Illinois Newsroom.
This story was co-reported by me, Dana Cronin, in partnership with Side Effects Public Media, Harvest Public Media, and the Midwest Center for Investigative Reporting.